The beginning current daf Masechta Shavuos daf Yud Zayin. Beginning of Alf. Beginning of Tzmatz. Beginning of the Gemara. Tell us from Abba Azar Mal. If someone suspends himself in the airspace of the courtyard, what's the halacha? Is the halacha of the Mesh Masina Shehiyah there or not? So this is from the Garsi. There are texts that have the gears in the Gemara that the question is Abba Azara, because do we say that the airspace of the courtyard is Kazara Damilah is like the courtyard or not? So Tais says, "Bekasha, that would be difficult because the Perikol B'sul Nigmar Zvachem Naflam Beizim and Aleph." Amar says, "Tamashen Las Yadul Lefnim Chayiv." If a Tamid person puts his hand inside the Azara, he's going to be Chayiv because the Bavia makes the Shema Bia. Partial entry is considered as a entry. And then the second right to that point, the Perikol B'sul Nigmar Naflam Beizim Beizim and Aleph. The Gemara also says similarly, "The Yamid Bia makes the Shema Bia." If you say a partial entry is considered entry, Heichmal Yodim behind this, how could someone who has to be Metar himself by sticking his thumbs in? Enter in. So, mashma from these two rays sounds like the Avodah Minaskaja, the airspace is sanctified. But moreover, it says that Ilav Kazar, I mean, if the airspace is not like the courtyard itself, if that's the case, Kishmer Dam Vivram the Mizbech, when you transport any time someone's taking the blood or the limbs to the Mizbech, he possibly is, should be disqualified from going out of the perimeter where it's allowed to be because it's in the airspace of the Azar. So, rather, Manira Kagis is from the Gas, rather, says it seems like the text that we have in our Gemara, that the question is, Kigimi Rashi, when we have the Lamachim Mashmazin have delay? Maybe it's only when you could bow, which on the ground, but not in the airspace. Do you have to have a delay of time for getting lashes? Says Taisus, he says, it must be talking about where the person defiled himself by mistake, and now we're warning him regarding, you know, getting out. So that would be the question if there's going to be malchus for that deliberate delay. If there was a sheretz in the Mesa Migdash, they want him not to make himself tummy. If that was the warning on that first stage, then Malaysia and Nami look and then without delay, he would get lashed. Like it's obvious, Nigmar Nazar, that we inside him at Alf. Come on, Nigmar says, but the Bay Rabbi says, Nazar, or it's really Nazar. Someone took a net of Nazirs in the cemetery. Do you have to have a delay or not? But come on, Nigmar says, hey, what's the case? Don't mind. Elim, they come like Tinzer. If they tell him, oh, don't do this. So me by Shia, but who do you think that you have to have a delay? What do you mean? They warned him and he did it deliberately. So you see clearly that if it's on the first part, there's no need for delay. Now, more of a situation, I don't want the also by Rabbi there. Rabbi asked the question, he give me the Shia Broi. Do we learn that the Allah mentioned the sin of delay for what's out of the Mikdash, meaning for, let's say, a Nazir in the cemetery? But regarding in the Azar, for Malkus, particularly the Gemir Shia, that was obvious to him that we learn the Halach of Shia. What do you mean? But here in the Gemara, we ask it as a question. So it says, yeah, because the Hassam by Imtim Tzalim, there it's being asked as a, what's called Imtim Tzalim, if you're going to say, Bifnim Gimir Shi Lamalkas, that in the base of Megdash, in the Azar, that we have a Lamach Rusin of a delay for Malkas. So the question is, Bechutzma, what's coming Alacha outside, meaning for Nazar in the base of Kavaz? But actually, Rabbin Tam Gurus Hassam Ravashi by Lahach Basamach, that it's not a steer because it's not a Rav, it's actually a Ravashi, so it's not a contradiction. Next test about the Gemara, it ain't Sarach. Or maybe, you don't need to have a Rabbah is not sure regarding Malkus. You have to have a Shia of Shia, or maybe even out of Shia of Kadesh Dechaba, won't get Malkus. Which, as Tari says, maybe you don't need to have a Shia of Malkus and delay for Malkus. Now, Acham Ashman, something over here. What? The Lucky Shia. Woman get lashes for delay. Because like Kamevayli, the only question that's being asked of it is Eli Yitzarach Shia Kashir Shtachaba Eloi. Do you have to have the amount of a delay of bowing down or not? But definitely, for the delay, you're going to get Malkus. It says, of course, it's difficult because the paragraph of the Malkus, Lapsag, Malkus, of Chaval, Menaf, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Gabahoy, Lebish, Klein. Someone's wearing Klein, forbidden mixture of wool linen. Ramalay, tell him, I'll tell Bish, don't wear it. For Pesha Belebish, he takes it off and puts it on. So he says, Chavakal, Akhs, liable for each and every time. Ramalabibi, Gamar, Bibi says, Nigamar, Loy Pesha Belebish, Mamish doesn't live with me, so you have to take it and put it back on. El Machlis, Amait, say, Yadav, based on Kalishla, even if you just take your sleeve out and put its sleeve back on, is enough a liability. Rashi, he says, even if you just didn't delay, like a lifshav lubish, the amount of time it takes to take off and put on. Now, Machal, the inference is like this: the Rabbi, that the first opinion, lemechay b'shia, didn't hold you're going to be liable for shia, but he was saying that everyone agrees that you're going to be chayev for shia. Just the question is, kedush tachva or not? If someone says, "Zurich says the Rabbi will apologize to Rashi," not disagreeing with Rashi's halacha. Al delay nochas hashmi in the chidusha shia just wasn't talking about that novelty of the liability of delay. El hashmina, he just wanted to tell us a different chidush. The bachnos is basically just actually even putting in just the sleeve is mechayev. Av pishen no leibish kol mavish, even though you're not wearing the whole garment, you didn't put on the whole garment. Or you know another part you can say the Rabbi will look hashmi. True, no, Rabbi holds you taka would not get lashes for the delay. That's because Shem Davar Lav Shem Maisa, because it's a passive violation. You're not doing anything. But over here, Ayleman Dam is going according to the one who holds Lav Shem Maisa, like in love, that you get lashes even for a passive violation. Or I mean, another point you could say is Ayleman Isser Malkis, willing and Chiyav. He's talking about regarding the prohibition of Malkis and not regarding the idea of liability. Meaning that it's just the Isser Shabbayim. I mean, of course, there's an Isser, but not regarding being Chayav Malkis. But because it's Lav Shem Maisa, Rav Ashi, the Paul Kosas, that he disagrees with Rabbi, but Choshev Shi Kamaisa, he considers a delay like an action. That's for, because Kibin the Tchilas HaLavisha, the Maisa, since the beginning of the act of the putting on was an action, and therefore, you're going to be Chayiv even though the Shia does not have. Now, V'hoch over here, Afili Lebein the Shia Kedesh Tachavo, even if you don't need to have a delay, that's the amount of of hashtachva, which that's the question we're asking. However, but says Taisus, you do need to have the amount of going out and coming back in because of a pachas mekain. A little bit less than that, no. Why? Because just like we're going to climb, we need to have kedei pshit levisha, the amount of taking it off and putting it back on. Same thing would be over here in our sugya. And there it seemed that filling tim slav even making the say the gemiri of the halacha which was seen as shia that the amount of delay is kedei shtachva of bowing down lamalkas to get lashes, but mikdash and mikdash ubenazir. You know why? The carbon the other mikdash because it's at least similar to the halacha of delaying for carbon, but in the halacha of the mikdash. We're going to climb. Shita is obviously legamiri that we don't have this halacha mishmasina. There's no bowing down that's relevant over there, and therefore that you wouldn't have that qualification in that halacha over there. You would have a levisha and have shata, and similar to what we're saying over here with going out and coming in. But regarding the shibashtachavah, that wouldn't be relevant. What's Allah? He deliberately made himself tummy. What you have to say is, when he made himself tummy, he didn't know he was in the mikdash. Oh, the yadav of timas ben mezik, when he deliberately made himself tummy, then actually, even if he subsequently forgot, which is like what Allah is regarding carbon, you have to be dear, and then halama, he wouldn't be chayav carbon. The Gemara is going to tell us later on. That for a person to be chayav carbon, you have to have that. If he would have known, he would have repented, and he just did it by mistake. Here he wouldn't, because he deliberately made himself tummy in the mikdash. And be malchus by him. The question regarding malchus, we have to say that the lay his rabbi that didn't warn him il achas shatim asma only after he made himself tummy, because the mizvah couldn't. They warned before, and the boy shia that actually you don't need a delay at all, because the person like we explained in the previous place of the maschul tzarich. So therefore, these are the qualifications that are necessary for the question. Depending if it's carbon or malchus. Next says Mazda begins to nuz with kever. If you have a nuz in the grave, tzorch shila malchus aloy, do you have to have a delay for malchus or not? So it's tells you you're going to say, wait, one paragimlin, the Gemara nuz of Membez Menalf tells us, Kabin Nazar, show you Mason Mundachal Ksefa. If a nazar, who's forbidden to become Tamil Mason, had a dead person on his shoulder, he's working in the graveyard. Veshita le Mesacha, they pass him another dead person. Menogamani touches, Yochli Chayb says the Gemara, you would think he'd be liable, because again, it's another Issa Tamil Mason. It says, Vlechal. Which is Bemisha in Mechul, only if he's not desecrated, is a prohibition of making yourself desecrated. Yatzizesh, Mechul, I mean, this excludes this case, was already desecrated anyway. Parach the Gemara asks, wait a second, Manan, we learned the Mishnah, Mitame, if someone was making himself Tame. Romali Tame, no, Altatame, Altatame, don't make yourself Tame, don't make yourself Tame. Chavikal Avs Ma'achi, liable for each and every one. I thought once you're already Mechul, so that's it, there's no more Isser. Shan the Gemara says, no, Kamechiburn, Kanchalebechiburn. It makes a difference if he's still connected to the dead person or not. Because when he's connected, is a more severe level of tumah. So then you're not adding on anything. But if he's not connected, then yes, becoming tumah again would be liable. So mashbat sounds like because mashle pishul lemes. As long as he didn't separate from the corpse, in the chayv he's not liable. But mashashit lemesach that they pass him another dead person. And the reason is should be imers of tumah al tumah because he's not really adding on any tumah on what is already a pre-existing tumah. Now because mashamul tumah ksefoy, because as long as there's the dead person's on his shoulder. Mishnah gave, but whoever touches that person who's touching the corpse, tummy to mazayin, that other person would be tummy for 7 days. Because it's like an extension, it's like a handle of the dead person, which makes whoever touches the dead person 7 days. And when you're going to chayiv if you touch a dead person again, if you're not currently connected, shekvar perish from the region, you're already separated from the first corpse. Ah, the mishah yinigay, but whoever would touch that person then, we're only tummy for the evening, which is what's called the avatumah, which tamei may, someone became tummy from touching a dead person, but it's not connected right now. So now we subsequently go to touch it again, chayiv is liable, he's adding on tummy to himself with this touching. Because the mishah yinigay, because whoever touched him now when he's touching the dead person, you tummy to mazam would be tummy not just for the evening, but tummy for 7 days. So it says, again, if that's the case, so the question is, Hachama Yilkal Ashir, why get in the last year for the delay? Because Mashalay Pirish. If it didn't separate yet, you're still in the grave. So you're not being mice of anything. Your Shemit says, we can say, is the Hot Depot delay this that we're exempting you over there in the Gemara Nazar? When they pass him another dead person, when he didn't get a chance yet in time to first throw the first corpse off his shoulder. Well, it's not adding on any tumah. Here is adding on tumah. Why? Because at every moment he's warned to leave to separate from the grave, and if he doesn't, he is adding on another iser and his michayv. Now, the Ben Tamar Parashi explains differently. He says, when his close to getting dark, the Balei Pirish, if he doesn't separate, Nami Maisav Lo Yemechad, it's adding on another day of Tumah, because he's going into the next day, Al Dei Shibai, being by delaying. Therefore, that's being Maisav. Now, Nehru, it seemed that he did Nazar, in the case of by my Nazar, the Maflik that the Gemara differentiates between Bechaburim and Shlebi Chaburim, that it makes a difference if he's connected to the Tumah or not. That would be like the opinion that even that day that it becomes tummy in Yochel Asum Tummy, he can't go back and become tummy again. Because he's adding a tumo when he's connected, which like we explained, you're not adding on anything. According to the one that says it's permitted him to become tummy that day itself, because it's not considered adding a tumo. So that's really similar to the two pshat we brought in Taisus regarding the days or regarding tumi chiburim. Is like those are two different mandam over there. That even the same day you can't go make in Allah to make yourself a tummy again because when you go connect yourself, you're adding on to your tumma. But according to the other one says, no, you tummy anyway, who cares? Only if you're adding on days and then you're not adding on days when it's on the same day. Next text about the beginning of the Shah bar Karasu. Well, if you're delayed, so then Yechib Karas says Rabzir. So according to this halacha of Rabbah, what exactly would be the relevancy of the halacha to mishashimish b'misa the chayim misa bezin if you end mischayim for delaying, which speaks to bein demas. He says, what would it be? Mabaka, who cares? Im hu bar kares with chayim kares for delaying. Become a kavikin of course too, but there still would be relevancy for this halacha. The kamelik of the gemara tells makas of chavim l'alav chiv kares shalaku. When you chayim kares, then you get lashes niftu midei kriisas, and that exempts you from the chiv kares. If you bittel kares, and therefore if you nullify the chiv kares, then shalom misa, you still remain with the chiv misa bezin, a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, which that you're not exempted with. But enough, I mean, another relevancy is of the misa of being chayim misa bezin, going shehiz b'shemesh tumah. Let's say he deliberately went and did avoid the state of tumah, which they be chayim misa b'dei shemayim, but shagub tumah is mikdash, but you did it by mistake, tumah, which we're not chayim karas for. So therefore, Rebbein Tam wonders, well, what was the raya of Reb Zeira?